begin the current daf, Masechet Babas daf Tazayin. Begin on Beis Gittin Tes Masechet. Begin the Gemara Kochla Derishka Bemina. That's his third daughter was like Kochla. That was like this saffron that grows in the garden, which is the best from its type. Now Avkav the Kochel Hoshachar. Even though Kochel is black, it appears Bahag Ochma Ochma. The Gemara Cholin daf Memvav and Membeis. Hainu l'dami l'kochla. So, what's the beauty? So, halachim perusha kihecha de kochla derishka. But just like kochla derishka makrin u'meir mishal kochla, that it shines and it illuminates more than all the other kochla. Kachi ha'isa no mishal noshim. So that she was more beautiful than other women. For karen hafoich, loshim is the terminology ki karen or panay moisha, which is illuminating. And that's what she was called. Now, Mahashal is a Shabbat. Now it makes sense how the Maisi, this that the Gemara brings the positive, but Tikri bepoich enayich. The Kreil, doim lepoch, because Kreil, this eye makeup, is similar to poch, so nice and Kreil b'ayin, because you put it into the eye. And that's what we're referring to. Well, the Perish Rashi, according to Rashi, the Gemara said, his gears is kikakurma didishka. According to Rashi, it means like a saffron that grows in the garden. So then, kasha l'rashi, but difficult to the rashi. Okay, my ma'isi. What do you bring the pasuk particular before the naich? Where does that come into anything to do with eye makeup? Now, b'yenis and tirgim nerd v'karkim reshik v'karkim kfarim im nerdim im rishka. That says in Shir HaShirim, which you find these nerd v'karkim as reshik v'karkim and pasuk kfarim im nerdim kfarim im rishka. So you see that rishka. Means nerd. Next, this must begin with the words of the Gemara. Shekol chayla, meaning a type of besamim, like we're saying, or a type of depending if he was bringing a raya, that kapanim, it's something that can mean karkam. Next test meant to be with the Gemara. Shekol chayla shadoi oisim miyad mishabed. Any sick person that would see it from Avramayinu would be right away healed. So it says, but then we're going to say, but b'hom b'mei Avram. But in days of Avram, akat lo hayu chayla b'adam. There's no illness in the world. Can I mean by saying as well? The Gemara says, b'hom b'mitzia da peizayim enough. The ad Yaakov, that up until the days of Yaakov, in the level chutz, there was no weakness. And the ad Elisha, until Elisha, lo hava the echlesh vitpach. There was no one who becomes sick and get healed. Mitzin l'meima. Now you could say the hacha over here, b'chayla shal makai. We're talking about where someone gets sick from a wound. But you're right, in general, sickness just naturally, that didn't happen. They explain, no, the ad Yaakov lohava the ichlish, this day we said up until Yaakov, no one got weak, haynu chilish of misa. That's, we're going to get a sickness related to death. And mekame elich, from that point onwards, hava the ichlish, chilish of misa, the people would get a sickness of death. Lohava the itbach, no one ever got healed, ad elisha, up until elisha, but people did get sick even before Yaakov. Kinnik says, master begins the words, the gemara baal naim rasa. Esav, on that day, had beer with an engaged Naira. Now, b'mtem, we're going to say, but v'loilin l'nistava b'nei noich al Naira marasa. But the b'nei noich, which is what the status as Esav was, they weren't prohibited in having relations with an engaged Naira. Because I mean, the b'perek abab misa, like the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, tabnun zayin mebeis. Bula's baal, yesh lehen, they have a problem if a woman was already intimate with her husband. Nechnas l'chuba b'lein nevela inlen, but if they only went to the chuba did not be yet, there's no problem. So memory says, yeah, right, even though they weren't commanded, still something very disgusting. Like one of the other five things of degrading the firstborn, although he was not commanded regarding it, still it's talking about it, one of the degrading things that Esav had done.